Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
You're always going to be the one that gets it. You're always going to get the overblown story every time.
Every time. And like I said, I was a new guy. I wasn't there. But 3 months, 4 months before this happens. Like, at the end of the day, if this happened in Miami, D.C., New York, L.A., you never hear about
this. Nobody going to say anything.
Nobody cares about a floating bachelor party. Like, that's the whole thing about it is normal people do it all the time and nobody says anything. But because it's young athlete millionaire.
It was you. Because it was you. Just keep it real. It's because it was you. They taxed you, though.
They took my 4 game checks, as I remember. Yes, sir. They taxed me pretty good.
Was it worth it?
Yes.
Up on Game presents Conversations with a Legend. And now, here's LeVar Arrington.
All right, I'm back. It's Up on Game presents Conversations with a Legend. And this one is a legend for more than just being on the field. This dude is a legend. He had a Thanksgiving party that was legendary, and it was, it was something that rhymes with locks landing Thanksgiving.
It was team bonding.
It was team bonding. Yeah. All right. This next guest is someone special to me. Obviously came in during my time in Washington, was my teammate, was a dope teammate, ended up leaving Washington to go to Minnesota, but ended up coming back. Fred Smoot, we got Fred Smoot on the show. What's going on, Smooty?
Yeah, you got it, brother, man. I'm just chilling up here right now, man. Feeling good being part of, you know, our old team, coming with a new name, with a new era, with a new feel, with a little everything. So they bringing out a lot right now. So, you know, I'm enjoying that process right now.
What is your role with the team right now? I know that they've been doing a lot of overhauling and rebuilding the culture. Maybe you can shed some light on if there is some legitimacy to the whole idea of the culture being changed in Washington?
You know what? I do all the TV, I do all the radio, but I do a lot of stuff when it comes to the fan base, ambassador, a little bit of everything. They got me doing a lot. And I can say this, you know, I love Coach Rivera. Coach Rivera is a great guy, and I think he was the guy that we needed to get the quick fix to try to navigate a new feel around him, a new era. And I think – I'm going to tell you who I'm going to really give props to. Miss Snyder, she stepped up. Like, she does everything. Like, she does everything. Like, she's everywhere, and she's very a people's person, and I think that's what they needed. They needed someone they could touch, see, and feel, and she's giving that to the DMV as a whole. And I think they're just trying to start everything new and fresh, and I think they actually got a lot of talent, man. It reminds me of when we was playing, we were so defense heavy that nobody ever even looked at the offense. And for the first time, we got a quarterback. And I think Carson Wentz, man, everybody down on Carson Wentz. I'm one of these guys, I look at circumstance. Here go the circumstance. Almost won the MVP, got hurt, team won the Super Bowl. They put a statue of his backup out there in front of the game. They ran him out of Philadelphia. The Colts, he was hurt both ankles before the season started. Owner didn't want him. We want him. So I got a feeling that he's going to be better than a lot of people think.
Huh. So where do the Commandos – I mean, what's the new name? What's the new name?
Commanders. I call them the Commandos.
Commanders. Commandalorians. Okay, all right. I call them no draws.
Don't you start them, Baca. We waiting on you, man.
The Washington Commandos. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They got to put some draws on. Hey, look though, the Commanders. Where do you see them? Where you see them finishing? And at least in the East. In the East.
All right, in the East. I'm gonna be honest with you, LeVar. Dallas Cowboys. I was high on them maybe 8 months ago. As the days go by, they get worse and worse. Like, literally. Like, they losing players left and right. And I don't think you lose players and get better. Philadelphia is who I'm afraid of. Philadelphia is a team that I think is loaded. I think they could actually have the best record in the NFC, not just the NFC.
Oh, wow. The entire NFC.
I see Philadelphia finish first. I'm telling you, we can overtake Dallas. I'm telling you that now. Look at this scenario. We won 7 games with Tyler Heinicke at quarterback. I love Tyler Heinicke, but he's but he's a backup.
All right, I got you.
All right, we had 19 players injured. With a healthy squad and a better quarterback, we can go plus 3 games. I just really believe that. And look at this. The offense, we got 2 or 3 running backs, all right? We got Johan Dotson, your guy from Penn State, and let me tell
you,
LeVar,
so nice.
y'all gave up a present right there.
He is so nice.
And the thing about him, he's mature. Like, when I say mature, he understands.
He's not like you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
He wasn't like you coming in.
No, he wasn't.
No Thanksgiving parties.
No, he understands football. I watch him run routes, and as fast as he is, he knows when to slow it down. He knows tempo. He knows how to set a DB up. All right, well, think about this. Terry McLaurin is going to get all the double. He's going to get double. Johan would never get double this year. I would not be shocked if he won Offensive Player of the Year, rookie. He's going to get one-on-ones the whole year. Don't forget about Curtis Samuel. He didn't play last year. He's going to be in the slot. We got 3 tight ends. At the end of the day, this team has talent. Can Rivera put it together? That's the question.
How's Chase? How's he doing?
Chase is doing good. Of course, he's going to be out the first 4 games. He'll be back for the 5th game. He say he's feeling good. They didn't want to rush him back. They didn't want him to literally come back the first couple of games, and they had to slowly work him back. They wanted him to come in, and when he come back, to be 100%. Chase is doing well, but Montez Sweat is who everybody should be talking about. Listen, this guy looking good, and you know how I get with these contract years. You know when it's time to get paid, everybody steps up.
Sweat be balling, though. He's a ball. I mean, that's a formidable group. And on the interior, I mean, I said this was the best D-line in the National Football League last year. It didn't live up to that billing, but I thought that they had the potential to be the best defensive line unit in the game. I love John Allen. I know John. We've known John since he was in high school, right? I mean, so it's I mean, he is a that Now, that is a grown-ass man right there.
And Deron Payne is a grown-ass man.
Grown-ass man.
You're right. At the end of the day, the pressure is on Jack Del Rio. Let's cut all the fat off the meat. At the end of the day, Jack Del Rio has all the talent in the world over there. And let me tell you something. We got a DB over here, Benjamin St. Juice, 6'3", 210-pound cornerback that plays inside. Do you know how quick this tall guy – like I told Benjamin the other day, get your hands on the ball. He's never out of place, and he has what it takes. Like I said, this defense can win games, but I'm more excited about the offense because the offense can unlock the defense. Like, you know, playing defense, if the score is 10-10
– Oh, it's better playing when they behind.
Thank you. Yeah, like, we love to play with a lead. All right, now I can go out there and I can take some chances. I want to see this defense to be able to play with a 10-point lead and let this defensive line just loose. Let them loose.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let's talk about when you were in Washington and when you played. You talk about the corner, so it's a great segue. You came in. There's no way you should have slid to us in the second round, but you know, as fate would have it, you did. Mm-hmm. And you came in the year after Deion left. You housed his stuff out of his cubby, out of his locker.
Took his locker and everything. I took everything.
He didn't need it. You took the locker, took the shoes, took the gloves, took everything Prime had.
Yeah.
And Champ Bailey and Daryl Green were still there.
Mm-hmm.
And you came in and you fit right in.
Yeah.
So you and that draft class, you and Rod come in and Rod Gardner from Clemson.
Yep.
And you were a guy.
Yeah.
You were a guy. Talk about what that first experience coming into the league, you know, what was that like for you?
Well, first of all, like you said, I slid in the draft. And, you know, anytime you slid and you slide in the draft, you always looking at the person that's drafted before you like, no, he ain't better. He ain't better.
Yeah, my kill list.
But, but you know what? I was like, that was the first blessing that happened to me that, you know, it came different. Like, I was supposed to be here. Like, no matter how it happened, take me first and take Rod second, it don't matter. At the end of the day, I was supposed to be here. But then when I got here with Marty Schottenheim, you know, Marty was a coach that drafted me. When I got here, I asked Marty, like, why would you draft me? Why? You got Deion Sanders, you got Dale Green, arguably the number one, two, or three cornerbacks ever to play the game. You got Champ Bailey, a future Hall of Famer. What? Why are you wasting a draft pick on me? He's like, I see something special in you, and I'm starting the youngsters. Then when I walked in my first meeting room, and Deion was still there because he didn't retire until like 3 weeks into the offseason. He didn't retire. I was just blown away by it. I was like, you know what? This greatness, I want to be a part of greatness. If I can just fit in, I don't need to start. If I can fit in with this group, I can prove everything to myself. And that was humbling. Like, it was so humbling to me because I'm like, man, these guys, I've been watching them so long. I've been watching their skill set. I've been a part of, I've been with Champ in the SEC. So I got a brotherhood there. It taught me a lot. And that allowed me to start quickly. That allowed me to say, you know what? I can play with these guys. If I can play with my locker room, I can play with anybody in the NFL. I felt that.
It was a lot of talent in that locker room. They put you in Park Place Boardwalk, you know, with your locker. Like you was in high society. Rod was a high draft pick, but he wasn't in the high society part of the locker room. You was where we was at. You was where the big mansions and the big rides and the whips were. What was that like? Because I mean, you didn't come in and be anyone other than who you were when you got there. You were the same dude from day one the whole way through.
Well, I told people at the end of the day, I have pretty much played. I've had the privilege to play with probably some of the top 10% of the NFL. You got to realize Bruce Smith, the all-time sack master, is sitting in two lockers away from me. I got you to the left. I mean, like, it's guys everywhere. Like I told people, my team's in Washington. If we could only
Chris right next to you.
Yeah, like if I have
Chris Samuels.
I got Daryl Green right there. Like, it's everybody
right, you got
right
Green
there
next to you.
If we only had a quarterback
and a kicker.
Yeah, maybe in the kicker. We got a chance to play with anybody because you know what? We was never out of games. We was never out of games. And then just being around with that football royalty, like, you got to realize Sam Shade, Mark Carrier, all these guys was here my rookie year. That changed my outlook of the NFL. Like I said, if I came in, like, out of college, very arrogant. I was humble the first 48 hours at Redskin Park. I was humble. Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that, but I got you. You was ready.
No, I was ready to
play. Fresh Smoot was ready.
I was ready to play football, but I think the realization of that 1%, like when you play in the NFL, you part of that 1%. Now, where are you at in that 1%? Are you at the bottom of that 1%, in the middle of that 1%, and at the top of that 1%? Well, I was just ready to, you know, prove my worth, and that's what it was.
Me and Jangalang and ND Kalu,
mm-hmm.
we, you know, we was the ones that brought energy to the locker room. We were, you know, we were like the young guns and stuff like that. When you came in, you brought more energy than all of us put together.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when your social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. We all have had experiences where if you get that help, it helps you get through, whether it's talking to somebody you love or talking to someone professional. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with licensed therapists and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GamePresents today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GamePresents.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
One thing people don't know about you, and I'm going to go to this story because it always stuck with me. When we was playing in Dallas, and I don't know what you did, but you did something. You was coughing up blood or throwing up. You was in so much pain. And, man, you went into the locker room. I think it was halftime. I saw you in the locker room. I can't check in on you in the locker room. Now, you know, you're all right, man. You like look like you about to check up out of here. And then you go back out and you balled. Mm-hmm. You didn't just go back out. You went back out. I think I told you after that game, I never forgot this story about you. Mm-hmm. But I said, bruh, I have a different level of respect for you, because I got to watch, you know. Mm-hmm. They had me on the bench. Mm-hmm. You know, that whole contract stuff. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even out there with you. Mm-hmm. I'm just watching you play. Mm-hmm. And I a lot of people know about Fred Smoot the character.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know about Fred Smoot the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you are a warrior out there, man. Just Where did that mentality come from for you, man? Because I it showed me something. And for as long as I had known you, that was when you came back. That wasn't the first time around.
Yeah.
First time around, like I said, you knots landing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's a different dude. And you and Rod, y'all brought a different type of, you know, possessed, like a different type of energy to the city.
Yeah.
Like, y'all was doing it on and off the field.
Yeah, we was.
I said, if Rod was catching balls like he was, anyway, we would have won a few more games off of Rod, too.
Yeah.
Now Rod all in love now, too. Shouts out to RG.
He's living the good life.
Yeah, he's doing real well, doing with the fitness. I got to get him on the show.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that you were I knew you were a baller. I didn't know you had that type of intestinal. That was some S I would do.
Yeah.
That, like, I'm going out. And I mean, it kind of ultimately ended my career because I kept going out there before I was fully healthy. But you went back out there, man. And I never forgot that. Just where did that mentality, where did that come from?
Mississippi, baby. You know where I'm from.
Sip.
Mississippi tough. They come from Mega Elvis. They come from, he's like, and the one thing I was always afraid of, you knew me, I was 175 pounds when I got to the NFL.
You were little.
And I never forgot the first conversation I had with Dale Green. I asked him, I say, how in the hell do you keep a job for 19 years? He say, never let your backup play. And I was like, yeah, that's pretty much right. And he ended up being like my backup. Like, so I like,
yeah, right.
I can't let him play. Like, ain't no getting hurt. And like I said, I never want to be labeled as injury prone, because if there was an easy thing that they want to label me as, he's already skinny, he's already small, he's going to get hurt. No. I only missed two games ever in my whole career, and that's something I take pride for. And then my high school coach called me, and he was like, boy, don't you know you started every game from your 10th grade year? I started as a freshman in college. I didn't miss but two games since my 10th grade year of high school. Two games.
Yeah.
And I played through it. I figured out ways to manage to play through the pain and keep on going.
I know I'm jumping around, but you brought something to mind. You said the sip. You're talking about, you know, there's a lingo. Is it a K or is it a C? That's I kind of think that's what I've always wanted to know. Is it a K that goes before the H, or is it a C? Is it a K that goes before the T? Like, if it's streets, is it a C or is it a K?
It's a K in Mississippi. All right, it's a K, LeVar. I'm being honest with you. It's a K in Mississippi.
All right. All right.
And
so how you say streets?
We don't. We try. If you notice, I never say ST words. Like, when I'm on and stuff like that, I don't say it. I learned that from when I was working at NBC. Like, if I can't correct it, I just say road, boulevard, like something else. But street, that's how it's going to come out. LeVar, that's how it's going to come out. Street. Straight. Like, we can't say the STs. We can't say them.
Y'all can't say SH either.
The SHs don't bother us. It's the STs.
I heard scrimp.
No, we'll say
correct
scrimp.
Me if I'm wrong.
The scrimp. We'll say that scrimp. But then guess what? That's why I'm happy. P Valley that took everybody to Mississippi.
Oh,
like,
man.
Listen, I love it.
That's how y'all doing it. That's how y'all doing it in the city.
Hey, man, you know what? I love the show, man. You know, and of course, none of that, like, all of that represents Mississippi. I just love it. Put a little shine on the ship. I enjoy it. And I enjoy the show. Like, I enjoy watching Uncle Clifford cut people up.
All right. For those out there that don't know what P-Valley is, just look it up online. Look it up. But it's a great segue.
Yeah.
I mean, P-Valley, Viking boat.
Oh. Like,
Viking boat,
hey.
P-Valley. I mean, you was representing the SIP in Minnesota. I mean,
yeah, hey, but you know what, LeVar, let's be honest. You're a history guy. You love history. I know this about you.
I'm a fan.
All right, check this out. Vikings been doing this since the early 1700s. Everything we did on there, they've been doing since the early 1700s. I just got too much into character. You know what I'm saying? Fred the Red. I got too much into character. And you know me, I'd like to take my position position seriously. They ask me, and I give it.
Did you really have?
No.
Don't, did don't. You really have a double purple?
No, listen, this is what happened.
Did you really have a double purple?
No, I was walking.
Can we get the exclusive? Can you give me the exclusive here? What really happened? Like, and this is open forum. You ain't got to hold nothing back. This is open forum.
All right.
Give me the exclusive of the boat ride.
I was literally just walking past. I know what you're bringing up, that weapon of mass destruction. I was walking past, right?
Yeah.
And somebody said, "Fred, could you hand me that weapon of mass destruction?
Can you hand me the weapon?"
And I said, "Who am I to deny you? All right? Who am I? I'm no one. All right?
Taketh the weapon."
Yeah. It's like the Lord of the Rings. Once you hand that ring over, you know, hey, you do what you do. I let it happen, LeVar. I wasn't. And then what I didn't notice, I understand I was the new guy. You know, in Washington, how we haze guys, and you got to take us to the steakhouse and then take us to the club. Ain't really nothing else to it.
Right.
Well, when I got there as a veteran, they was like, "No, we take up money starting with the first rounders and we throw a party." I'm like, "All right, that's fine." We end up having two first rounders, Troy Williamson and Erasmus James. All right.
Uh-huh.
When we took up that pot, it was like 80 plus thousand to throw this one party. They're like, "Yeah, we fly everybody in and all that." I'm like, "Oh, this is unbelievable."
And Brian McKinney ain't that's a horrible combination. Fred Smoot and Brian McKinney.
Oh.
Like that is a horrible recipe for mass destruction weapons all over a place.
Listen, party animals. Like, I thought we partied in DC, but when I made it to Minnesota, they had a whole nother level. Like, nobody ever brings up the Twin Cities when it comes to places to visit, places that's fun. I'm here to tell you, the home of 10,000 lakes. Please take a visit there. It's a fun place to visit.
How many lakes did y'all hit out of the 10,000 that day?
I think I went 9,173. Yes, I think I did.
Was there anything else that happened on the boat? Can you clear up anything else before I put the boat?
Let's be honest. It was over.
Give me the
it was blown up.
It was overrated.
It was blown up.
And that's what I want to know.
Because
that's what happens.
Yeah.
People blow stories up. They sensationalize the stories.
Yeah.
And then it goes from there. Boom. And you, because of the personality you are, you're always going to be the one that gets it.
Yes.
You're always going to get the overblown story every time.
Every time. And like I said, I was a new guy. I wasn't there but 3 months, 4 months before this happens. Like, at the end of the day, if this happened in Miami, D.C., New York, L.A., you never hear about this.
Nobody going to say
nobody
anything.
Nobody cares right. about a floating bachelor party. Like, that's the whole right. thing about it is, normal people do it all the time and nobody says anything, but because it's young athlete millionaire.
It was you.
Yeah,
because it was you. Just keep it real. It's because it was you.
The mouth of the South. Sometimes you talk your way into stuff, and anytime it's some fun, exaggerated stuff, they gonna look at me. And guess mm-hmm. what? I laughed it off then, I laugh it off now, and I never forget having a conversation with my agent, Buzz Cook. He could hear it in my voice that I was worried about it. He was like, "Son, don't worry about this. Y'all didn't break no laws. They're going to blow it up. They're going to make an exposure, but it's going to make you infamous." All right? Understand it. They'll never forget you. They will never forget you. So don't you worry about it. It's good on both sides.
They taxed you, though.
Yeah. Listen, I got fired pretty good.
They taxed me
for disturbing the peace. On the lake. So I paid $100.
The NFL hit you.
Yep.
The NFL hit you. It wasn't even the law. It was the NFL. The league hit you.
Yeah, the league hit me, and the law only gave me a $100 fine. Mm. Yep.
The league went a little bit above $100.
Oh, yeah. They took my four game checks, as I remember. Yes, sir. They taxed me pretty good.
Mm. Was it worth it?
Yes. Put it like this. The boat party was the first day. Like, we had 3 days.
Who'd you learn that from? Who did you learn that from? Did you learn that from me? You ain't never party with me, though.
Yeah, I did. I came over your house many times and party with you. I party with you many a times. I understand. And listen.
I don't remember. Yeah, I got selective memory.
That's what a party is. If you remember a party, it wasn't fun.
That is very true. I am a very, very calm, subtle, young, older man now. You know, I got my grays. I like to rock my grays. You know what I mean?
I like
to
show you graying it up over there. I see you the gray wolf.
Yeah, man. You know, you got to show that
maturity,
you know, that growth. That you got to show that growth, brother. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm still over here looking baby face. I'm still over here.
Yeah, you always been a baby face.
Well, you know
dude.
What? I got diagnosed. Sorry to tell everybody this. I got diagnosed with third degree Benjamin Button's disease, and you know that's where I'm at.
What's wrong with you, bro? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
All right. I'm in stage 4.
You're in stage 4?
Yeah.
You're in the final phase of the Benjamin Button disease?
I'm going back to be a baby.
Golly. Golly. Where did you get this from? Where did you get your personality from? Who in your family? Who is this? Where did it come from? Are you one of one? Did you get it from?
No, my whole entire family. My mom, my uncles, everybody talks trash. If you come to like a Smoot family reunion, it's the loudest shit you will ever be around in my life. Like, my family.
Where do you rank? Where do you rank?
I'm close to the top. My mama was the ace boogie. She was the one that kind of lit the fire to everybody. Like, my house, when I grew up, my whole family came to my house like every other day. So everybody's in the front yard, they drinking, they talking trash. And this constantly, it's just constant, the art of trash talking. So if you can't talk trash in my family, you probably can't survive in it, because they don't care. Like, they will cut you deep. Like, it's just part of who we are, part of the fabric of. My grandmama was the same way. So I got that, honestly. Like, so when I started to play sports, I started to use it as a weapon. Like, I started to weaponize it. And once I started to weaponize it and understood that it was giving me a head up on some of these guys, like, I don't need to be better than all these guys. Like, if I can mentally take some of these guys out the game and play these Jedi mind tricks with them, I'm fine with it. So I started to utilize that and bring it to my game in high school. Like, it started in high school.
Now, that leads to Smoot Smack.
Yeah.
Now, with all this NIL stuff going on right now,
mm-hmm.
there were a few dudes. I feel like I was before my time in branding.
Yeah.
But I never branded in a way where I had a brand.
Yeah.
Like, I branded the way I played. I branded being a cool dude to the fans.
Well, you was a larger than life figure because of your size, your speed. You was different in a way. You was almost a DB in a linebacker's body.
But use that.
Yeah.
Use that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you actually branded.
Yeah.
You actually created a brand.
Yeah.
I'm like, who the f- is this dude? Who the F is this dude, man? Like, Smoot, when we was about to, they tell him we drafted him, like, I'm looking you up. I'm like on the internet. I'm like, Smoot Smack?
Yeah.
Like, Smoot Smack? If you're doing that today and you're in college.
Yeah. Millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. I would have
talk about it. Talk about it.
Well, here's the thing about it. Coming out, I remember when I started the Smoot Smack thing. Think about it. What I did at that time in 99 was I almost manifested Twitter, because I used smootsmack.com to talk shit to all the guys in the SEC. Not some of them, all of them. And they will come back on the Smoot Smack. Mm. So it was the first plateau of interaction.
Platform.
Yeah. So if you really think, if I'd have went to Vanderbilt, I would have had some teammates smart enough to let me on Twitter.
Create it.
Yeah, instead of playing damn football. But I felt like this. Every time that I go out and play, I perform, I felt like it was a concert. I felt like Michael Jackson. And to do that, and everybody used to like to say my name because I got one of them names that's short that the fans can say. So the more they say it, the more I want to make plays and the more I want to feel it, because I promise you, when I made it to FedEx Field and I would make a play and they would start saying my name, I could feel the ground shaking. Like, it's almost orgasmic. Like, I want more of it. It's addictive. And it got me going. And if I was in today's college with my mind frame, my mouth, my train of thought, that makes me very sellable. Like my coach Cheryl told me, before you got here, boy, we weren't playing on ESPN and NBC every day. But when you started to bring attention to everybody, not just me. Mm-hmm. I brought attention to my school, and I kind of set it on fire. So, hell, if I was playing today, I'd try to stay in college 10 years. I don't need to leave.
But you don't even need to leave.
I don't need to leave, but I love it for these kids, man. I love the fact that they can capitalize on their name and likeness, because you remember we played, they would sell our jerseys, wouldn't even put our name on the back of it. They would make millions off of us, wouldn't even.
So now you can't say my name and likeness because you ain't put my name on it.
Thank you. So at the end of the day.
But you know it's my name and likeness. That's my jersey.
We know who number is. Like, we know who number two is.
To this day.
Yeah.
Right.
But they don't care. They don't care because they making millions off of you at the time.
Yeah.
And they telling you, here go a scholarship. You should feel welcome for it.
Yeah. So you're good with the NIL and you're good with the way things are going. Cause like I said, you were before your time with it anyway.
I'm good with it. I just want to see more. I want to see more players show us them. Like, I don't want to see the machine so much. All right. The machine is you play football, go run. No, I want some of them to start to peel the layer back, peel the onion back, show us your personality. So by the time you make it to the NFL, you got people waiting on you. You know what I'm saying? You got you got corporations ready to deal with you. And a lot of these players, I tell people all the time, some of the most interesting people I've ever met in my life are football players. I'm telling you this. They have the ability to multitask way more than other people. We have a career. We still try to be regular people. We still try to have regular connections. And we still do everything to the highest. So that's why I give all athletes just props on them holding it together mentally.
Mm-hmm. Now, you talk about that and the level of athletes. You talked about me being the level athlete, as big as I was, as strong, fast, da-da-da, this, that, and the other. We played with Doc.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Give me your best story on S. Dot Sean, a.k.a. Sean Taylor. Give me your best story.
I got so many damn stories, but I start from this. I was talking to Ed Reed. We was at a club where women work. All right.
Equal opportunity. Actually, very discriminatory towards men, because men are not allowed to work at that place. And it's purely for women.
Yep, and it's one of my favorite charities. It's one of my favorite charities to give to.
It's one of your charities.
Single Mothers of America, I give to.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, you want to put somebody through school.
Yep.
So
me and Ed Reed in there talking, right? And I'm like, man, we talking about DBs. And Ed like, man, I'm telling you, it's a kid at Miami right now that's better than me. And I like, come on, dude. I give you too many props. He like, no. He's a mixture of me and Ronnie Lott. And when we signed.
That's a great take.
Yeah. And then, so when we signed, when we drafted him, I remember the first practice. And I was walking to the huddle and he was standing beside you.
And I was like, as big as I did.
I was like, they the same damn size. Like, oh my God. Like, and then I seen him come out the middle of the field and just go track a deep ball. I like, this different. Because we are that 1%, but it's something different about this dude. It's just something. I don't even know what position he should have played. Like, he could have played wide receiver,
he could have played
back.
Anything. He could have played anything.
He could have played anything. So
at the pro level.
Yes. It could. It just blew my mind. And then mix it with his mindset. All right? The mindset of a damn killer. All right? If he was in the military, he would have killed Bin Laden. I'm just telling you. He had that, and that kind of, that changed. It didn't change my mindset. It made me a little bit more serious. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm dead serious. And I remember playing in Dallas, right? This might be, I don't know if that's the game you're talking about. But
it probably is. Is that the one where Santana caught the game winner?
Yeah, all right. So
probably the same one.
We playing in Dallas. And me and Sean Spring had already been talking about this dude is killing us, meaning our own teammate. Because if you don't get the dude down quick enough,
he gonna clean it up.
He gonna come to the pile and all us
wiping everything out.
So he comes. I got the running back. I don't know if it's Julius Jones. I don't know who it was, but I got it. But I ain't got him down. And Sean just comes, blows both of us completely out the play.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
He bruised my kidney.
That's the game. Yeah, okay, that's what happened. There it is. That's the game. So it was Sean that hurt you.
Yes. Friendly
that's
fire.
That's an exclusive.
Friendly
Sean
fire.
Fucked you up.
And that ain't the first time he took me out. He took me out like 17 times. I was like, man, check this out. I'm going to stop battling. Because evidently I can't get him down fast enough. He's going to hurt all of us. Like, he was the most, like, because I tell people at the end of the day, it's a difference between a DB running 25 yards at a head full of steam and a running back running towards him and a D lineman catching the running back when they start. These collisions are different. I have never seen him go backwards. I have never in my life seen him. Everything goes forward with him. It's explosion, man. I still think to this day, and I done played with some good defense. I mean, safeties. Darren Sharp, I done played with a lot of them. He's the best safety I've ever played with in my life, period.
Wow.
Period.
Wow.
I never had to check people inside. When I played with him, I only played outside leverage because
if they go inside, he's going to kill them.
He's going to kill them, and they don't want to go in there. Like, they do not want to go in there. So I took advantage of that.
Wow. And you generally don't do, as a corner, you don't do outside leverage.
Only in cover three. Four do we do outside leverage because everything else is
because you got a quarter.
Yeah, because everything fun on the inside. But I just waited on out routes. I waited on other stuff because either me or the wide receiver gonna get hurt going inside. So I let him go.
So y'all, everybody stayed outside. Everybody stayed outside.
I had some fans in the stands talking about they scared.
They might have got hit.
Hey, listen, man, it was something to. And he had his moments where he was talkative. He had his moments where he'll just zone out, you know. So it was just one of them players, man, that it was hard for a lot of people to figure him out. Not so me, because me and him kicked it so much. So I had a clear understanding of who he was. But I can promise you this, Deshaun that I got when I came back from Minnesota was different than Deshaun that I had when I left. Mm. Deshaun, when I came back, was more military minded. Mm-hmm. He had made it to a point. He had married. He had baby Jackie. He was singular focus. He rode a bike every damn day to work. Mm-hmm. He had trimmed down 25 pounds. It was a machine. I was watching the Terminator. So that's how I felt.
All right. That seems like a good place to kind of let you off of the interview seat. You're promoting. You're a part of women's tackle football.
Yeah.
What's your involvement? What should people look for? What makes it exciting? I'm assuming you're talking about the Washington
the DC Divas.
The DC Divas.
All the teams over. Like, listen, I went to their Super Bowl this year. It was in Canton, Ohio, at the Hall of Fame. And it's so funny, New England, the Boston area continues to dominate because the owner of New England, you know, he owns that team. And they won the championship four consecutive years. They played against the Minnesota team, female team tackle. And I'm telling you, you got to see it up close. These ladies are just as talented as anybody else. The game looks the same. You don't know if it's females or males out there. It's fast, it's explosive, and it's catching on. I think it's going to be next. And I would tell anybody, check it out. And if you got local female teams around, support them. I really enjoyed the difference, like the crowd in the stands were full of males. It was full of us. and it was different. I really enjoyed it. I think it's next. I think it's next and they need our support, and it's growing. It's growing very quickly.
You know, I'm a big, you know, fan of Donna Wilkinson, and I know Dr. Jim Welter, you know, really well. So, and they, you know, some of the coolest people.
Yeah,
women football players. They. You're talking about how Sean's wired different.
Yeah,
women football players are wired. They're wired differently.
Oh, they ain't in the kitchen cooking, baby. No, they outside mowing the yard. At the end of the day, they are tough as nails. And like I said, they need our support. You know, I support anything football. That's what I'm about. This is that game changed my life. That brown peel, that pigskin has shown me the world. And why not let the females live through that pigskin like we have?
All right, before I let you go. Is there a website, by the way? Is there a website or IG?
You can go to ladiestacklefootballleague.com and everything will be there. Like I said, it's growing sport. It's growing very fast. The Super Bowl was in Canton, Ohio. It was great. It was packed. It was like I said, it's up to us to support them.
All right. Before I let you go, what is your prediction for this football season?
Oh, all right. Let me go with who I think. I'm going to give you my Super Bowl picks, first of all.
All right.
My Super Bowl picks are actually, I think it's an old, it'll be an old rivalry. I'm going Kansas City. And
okay, they're going to get back.
You know, everybody want to jump on that Buffalo train now. Everybody's jumping on the Josh Allen train. Until you show me, I'm from Missouri. I don't believe you. You got to show me. So I'm going to go Kansas City because I know when you take away a true number one, it makes it hard for us DBs to understand where you want to go with the ball. Now you're going to go where the ball is supposed to go, all right? Meaning the weakness of the defense. And I got this feeling that Green Bay, which I feel like Green Bay is the most overrated franchise in all of sports. They've had 40 consecutive years of Hall of Fame quarterbacking, and they only got two Super Bowls. 40 consecutive years, they got two Super Bowls. I got a feeling Kansas City, Green Bay in the Super Bowl. School.
All right.
Yeah. What about you? Who are you feeling? What's your picks?
I don't know yet.
You ain't got a good
one? I don't know yet. I ain't got a good tab on it yet, man. I'm still breaking them down. I mean, KC's a good one. Green Bay is a good one.
What about LA? What about the Chargers? You don't get the Chargers?
I think the Chargers might be a problem, but they haven't shown, like you said, they're like Buffalo. They haven't shown that they can. They're further behind than Buffalo, right? Mm-hmm. Like in terms of being able to prove it. So I think they're a good team. I think they're loaded, but I don't know if they could get over the hump. And I don't know that Buffalo is going to get over the hump. But I got a feeling that they might. I got a feeling that they're really good. They're balanced top to bottom too. They're really good.
James Cook, running back for Buffalo. Don't be shocked if he goes for AFC rookie.
Dalvin's little brother.
Yeah, like that guy can play. And he didn't get a lot of miles on him at Georgia. He didn't. They had a backfield that they used everybody, so he might have a lot in the tank right now.
Fred Smoot's legacy. Last question. What do you want your when it's all said and done? We had to sit there. Now, this is something it's funny. It brings Sean to mind. Mm-hmm. When it's our last last send off.
Yeah,
people talk about you. They let you know how they really felt about the person. What would you want people to say, you know, about Fred Smoot? How do you want to be remembered?
First of all, I'm a liver of life. I think it's two people in life. You got people that watch people live life, and you got people that's living life. I am a liver of life. When I'm gone, I want people to know I have lived this to the extent. All right? I have enjoyed every ounce of. That's what I do. I wake up every day and go out, and I try to enjoy every moment of life because it's just so damn precious. And I think people take it for granted. I have never taken it for granted. That's why I'm rarely ever in a bad mood. No matter what I'm going through, people never know it because I don't let it get to me. And I think more people should just be like that because we're not going to be here forever. And I tell my kids that all the time. And I try to imprint any people that I'm around and make them feel good. So if remember anything about it, I want to be a ray of sunshine to everybody I meet.
I could dig. Brian Arakpo was not anywhere near as good as me, Fred Smoot.
Well, why? Who brought that up, Brian Arakpo?
I did.
Why? What brought that to mind? Because that came out of nowhere.
You know I was upset with you. You said nothing makes me mad. You know I was upset with you when you said I was out of line for saying that he's not comparable to me. I just wanted to make sure I put that on this.
You know what?
Brian Arakpo was not as good as me.
This is what
– Not in any life. Not well, this one, the Rack, next one, or anyone.
Rack was stiff. Rack was stiff.
Rack was a good football player. Yeah. Made Pro Bowls.
Yeah.
Dope. Comparables. But he wasn't me.
Well, this is what you needed. Like, I'm going to tell you what, if we ran a 3-4 with you, you'd have eclipsed a lot of people. We played you. You shouldn't have been in a 4-3. We played you out of position.
I was out of position.
We played you out of position. We should have let you change things in a Terrell Suggs type way, if you know what I mean.
Like, come off that edge.
Yeah, just because you got Ray Lewis and you got Ed Reed, Suggs actually set the pace for everything. You see what I'm saying?
I could do.
Like quarterbacks don't make mistakes in the NFL standing straight up, but they do when they running from something.
True.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then the last thing. What else was I going to say? Oh, I know what I was going to say, bro. For all this time that I've known you, I never realized that you could be Ludacris's twin brother.
You know what? When I lived in Atlanta, I used to get it all the time. I'd be at the grocery store. They'd be like, Ludacris. I'd be like, Luda. What you talking about?
Luda.
Yeah. Chris Lava. That's my dude, man. Hey, at the end of the day, I long as you ain't say I look like Flavor Flav, we good.
Nah, I ain't going to give you Flavor Flav, but I am going to give you Fast and Furious. Hey, that's Fred Smoot, man. I'm LeVar Arrington. This is Up On Game presents Conversations with a Legend, man. That's my dude right there, man. Teammate forever. Love you, man. Love, man. So I wish you all the best. Wish you well. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep banging, man. And I appreciate you taking some time out for your boy, man.
Now I need you to return a favor. Come on the show. Me, Josina Anderson, and Morris Chestnut got a new show. I want you to come on it ASAP.
Whenever you need me.
I got you, bro.
Whenever you need me. I appreciate you.
All right.
All right. Till next time, y'all.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.